Okay, good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast.
And you're listening to Hot Start.
Yep, it's a hot start, all right.
It's actually a sticky start. And we have joining us Mr. Claudio Candiota. Did I get that correct at all?
Yeah, you did. Quite close.
How did that happen?
Very good.
That's one of many things we will get right today.
And Claudio, let's get back to the beginning bio page.
Yep, you're here today to receive an award from the mayor of Oshkosh, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be like the Claudio's Day in the city of Oshkosh.
Oh, that's
cool. So that, like, can you get us good seats at the movie house or something?
Yeah, no, well, really. I won't get the keys to the city, and they told me if I did, I wouldn't be able to open anything. So,
Well, hopefully they'll at least validate your parking.
Yeah, really, at least give you free parking.
It's a great honor anyway.
Well, Claudio, we understand that you have been organizing, you have been promoting Air Venture down in Brazil, and that you've been doing this for a significant amount of time now.
Yeah, almost 30 years. A long time.
So you should be getting a lot of pins.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's for sure.
I was going to say there's so many that it'll weigh him down.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of excitement in the pilot community down there about this event?
Oh, yes. Well, when I began, this was in 1982. I read on a magazine, and they said, well, this is paradise, so we gotta go there and see it. So I got a group of friends, and that time we came like 8 or 10, less than 10 people. And now we have this time like 160 people, and we had groups in the past like 280, 300. It depends on how the economy goes. We get more or less people because of the exchange rate, but never less than 100 every year. So
that's incredible.
That is.
Are you guys flying commercial? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yes.
That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. We fly commercial because right now it's somewhat hard to chart planes. So the best way and the best rate is usually just commercial flights. The problem is that the airlines don't place a large group like this in one flight. So we have to use different flights to come over.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's got to be a mess.
Yeah, it's quite complicated, the operation, because we have like 4 flights, and then we have to have 4 buses connected to these flights to drive them from Chicago to Oshkosh. But it's very nice. I mean, it's fun. It's not work coming here.
No, it's never work. But what is the most common reaction you get from first time people that are
it's impressive to see how people it's hard to understand. You try to explain how is this event and how big it is, and it's just impossible to understand without coming here. When they come and they see so many airplanes and the aerobatics and what they do and the skills and the organization of the event itself is impressive.
Yeah, that always impresses me. They've got this down to a science. Just routing the cars in and out of the airport after the air show amazes me.
The logistics are just intense. Well, Claudio, have you ever thought about going to any of the other major air shows like Farnborough or Paris?
Well, in fact, I did, but it's not the same. It's not the same. I read about these great shows, and because we've been coming here so many times, we have many press representatives. They come with us also in this group, and they tell us about the Farnborough and the other event in Paris, and it's quite different. They say it. They want to come to Oshkosh. Okay, coming to Farnborough is work for them, and coming to Oshkosh is not just work.
That's true. It's play.
Yes. Yeah, right. They say, well, I have to wear a tie if I'm in Paris or in Farnborough, and here is much more fun, and you get together with all the people. You how can I say? You interact with other pilots and other and the city itself. You meet people. It's completely different.
It's a much friendlier place in general.
Definitely.
Well, Claudio, obviously you come to Oshkosh because of all the home building, the aircraft, and all the other fun things. What's the state of home building like down there in South America?
Well, it's growing a lot. It's growing a lot. And thanks to EAA, because, I'll tell you that I have brought to Oshkosh not less than 4,000 home builders and pilots.
That's pretty impressive.
That's a lot of people.
In the last 28 years. And there is a very... it's growing a lot, the experimental and the home building in Brazil, all over the country. It's, well, São Paulo, which is the biggest city, is where they have more home building. But it's growing all over the country because the airplane itself, I mean, the manufacturer airplane is expensive. And so it's much more accessible.
What are the regulations like? Is it easy to get a home-built airplane and build it and fly it in Brazil?
Oh, yes, it is. It is. It used to be quite complicated, the red tape and all that. But right now it's quite easy. We are having some problems with aviation right now because we had some changes in the aviation agency in 2006. And then things got quite complicated, and they don't understand themselves, I think. But it's working, not really smoothly, but it's working.
What are what would you say is the most popular kit-built airplane down there?
The RV.
How did I know?
Well, I would think a lot of your airspace is rough country. I mean, I would think the bush planes would be right up there too. Super Cubs and anything that can get in and out of a dirt field and on mountainside kind of stuff.
Well, we have all those airplanes, not as many as here, of course. The Brazilian fleet is like 10,000 airplanes, so compared to the U.S. is nothing. But even though we have like the second fleet of Pipers, the second fleet of Cessnas, and second to the U.S., also second fleet of helicopters.
Wow.
In Brazil, in São Paulo. Only New York has more helicopters than São Paulo.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is because of the traffic. It's a mess in São Paulo.
Yeah, everything's a mess in New York, trust me.
Well, but they have a subway that works much better than the one we have in São Paulo. So our traffic, you couldn't believe it. You can stay
so
forever.
It's definitely safer in the air than
on
the road.
Oh, yes, and that's right.
Funny how that works out worldwide.
Yep, some things are
much
true,
safer.
No matter what.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you know after coming so many times, and we have people coming with us for several times. Sorry, this is my phone. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We were
right.
Checking our phone too. Forgot to turn ours off as well.
Well, phones never stop. My God.
No, they don't.
See, that's the problem with a cell phone. They can find you anywhere in the world.
Right. Well, anyway, what I was saying, I was telling about, when you come so many times, it's even nicer because you get to meet people, and every year you meet them again, and it's like you become so good friends, even if you meet those people just once a week. Like we had here in Oshkosh, they have the International Visitor Stand. So when we get there, which is our meeting point, I don't see you since 1998, and the other one came last year. So it's very nice, and they do a great job also at the International Visitor Stand. So enjoy a lot.
Shell.
Yeah, good. So it's more than airplanes, you see. It's very...
It's people.
Well, yeah, it's people.
Well, that's what this place is famous for as well.
Very rewarding, very nice.
I'm curious here, and Aeroshell, just them going by just made this pop into my mind. Do you have any American World War II aircraft down in Brazil?
Yes, we have some at the museum.
Want to sell one cheap?
Well, I don't know if they would sell it. We have one very good museum in Rio, and they have many World War II airplanes there. There's not a new museum in São Paulo, which belongs to an airline called TAM. They just opened very nice airplanes from the World War II and others too.
Well, then it sounds like general aviation, aviation in general, in Brazil is very healthy right now.
Well, not as healthy as we would like because of this regulatory problem that we have, but it's somewhat hard to fly right now in Brazil because of all these regulations, but it's okay. It's okay.
Has the EAA stepped in on your behalf to help out with this by any chance?
Oh, no, because it's very complicated. The politicians in Brazil, you can't believe it. If you complain about yours, you should know ours.
A common theme worldwide. Yeah.
I don't think that's a good campaign platform.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I could just see that. Vote for me. I'm better than Brazil.
Yeah, right.
Well, I would say no matter what, here is much more organized, believe me.
Well, that's very interesting. What about being able to maintain an aircraft down there? Do you have a lot of aircraft mechanics and things that are knowledgeable with American aircraft?
Oh, yes. We have good maintenance, and this is one thing that works fine, but it's expensive. So that's why so many people come here also, because they buy parts and avionics and everything here a lot cheaper than we can get in Brazil, because the taxes are unbelievable.
And you just sort of sneak them in under the old Christmas gifts label.
And put put it into spiced ham.
No, it's okay to take them, because, the problem is to import, and then you have too many taxes and all that, but you can carry them on with you when you go to Brazil. So you see them heavy, the luggage is heavy when they return. We need to have large buses to drive them back from Oshkosh
exactly.
to the airport.
Exactly.
Because they buy like crazy. You can't believe it.
I can just see it. Their airliner is over gross weight because of all the avionics they bring back.
Well, that's for sure. The many of them have to pay for overweight because they buy like crazy. And everything you can imagine. They even buy airplanes. Every year they buy airplanes. Every year. They buy Cessnas
and
Piper.
Tough to get into the under the seat of
but they can they fly the airplane down, and it's very nice to fly down there through the islands and everything. It's
okay, stop
trip.
Rubbing it in.
Sounds like fun. Yeah. It's winter time down there right now, so you're probably enjoying the warm air up
here. Oh yes, for sure.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Claudio, it's good to see you. Have fun down there in Brazil, and have an adult beverage for us when Carnival comes around, would you please?
Okay, I will. And thank you guys for inviting me, and congratulations for this great event and for this kind city of Oshkosh, because we really feel at home here.
Good. Congratulations
good
on your award.
Yep.
Thank you.
And if there's anything
luck.
We can do, well, don't call us. No, just kidding.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start on
EAA Radio.